This is episode 149 for the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is me continuing to examine my eternal optimism, where it came from, and how to get rid of it. No, every time I say that at the beginning, I feel like I got a disease or some kind of affliction. I guess by some people, they might consider that I do. But tonight, I'm going to talk about my photography and kind of how I approach it. So I know you've probably heard me talk about my photography a little bit on my podcast. I'm not sure if I really taken a look at where my inspiration came from, but I'll start off by there was a guy named Garrett LeSage. He worked at Red Hat. I know because I remember seeing his photography. I believe it was on some wallpapers in the distro, especially in Fedora. And then I found him online. I realized he worked at Red Hat. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And this was the beginning of 2000 or so, around that era, maybe 2001, maybe a little later. But I was fascinated by his photography, a lot of depth of field and color made you really pop. And I was like, wow, this is great stuff. I wanted to do this. So, I remember my wife had given me an Olympus camera, and by today's standards, it's nothing, but at the time it was great. I enjoyed it. I took it as far as I could, and I had to have a little more. So then I went over to Nikon and continued on from there, just like any other hobby, right? But the Olympus was great. It did a lot of what I wanted at the time and really got me going on that trajectory. Anyway, so if I ever get a chance to meet Garrett and thank him, I will. But it's just the eye that he had really spoke to me. And I really wanted to develop my own eye. And I think I did. I think, I don't think you ever stop doing that. Or if you do, just like all things in life, I don't think if you're not changing, you're not living. And that's the way I see life. I know a lot of people get hung up on the way things were. They're cutting down trees to put this here or whatever. I can't get hung up on that. If you're not changing, you're not living. Sounds like a quote from the Shawshank Redemption or something. But anyway, so I love photography for a few reasons. One of those, we can always look back at where we came from. It's a slice of life that you decided to save this moment. And it's kind of fun to flip back, whether it's digital or, paper photos. I just love being able to look back and see where we were and how far we've come. And for a lot of people, photography is a lot of different things, and I do approach it in an art form as well as a documentary kind of thing for my family and friends, things we do. And a lot of people do that. Of course, that's what Facebook and Instagram and all that grew up on, was people snapping photos and sharing what they've done, good or bad. But anyway, I just love being able to take that slice of life and save it. Just take that moment, stick it in your pocket, and you can look back at it later. And of course, you can see all the pictures from my son growing up, stupid things I've done, taking pictures of cars and, all kinds of things. But I always love that great slice of life from time to time that you get that blends the moment in time with, with art. And one of those is it's a photo I took. And I had been practicing taking some street art, street photography, which makes me nervous as hell. To do, because I always think somebody's going to say, "Hey, what are you taking my picture?" And wants to punch me. I always feel like somebody's going to do that. So anyway, I was out, had my camera in my hand. I'm taking pictures. I'm going to the bus to go home from work when I worked in Charlotte. And I saw this sidewalk chalk, written. It was on the sidewalk. So something, I can't remember. I don't know. I don't even know if I know who put it up there, but it said something, and I wanted to see what it said. So I looked at it a little closer. And as I read it, It said, I think you're perfect and I'll fight anyone who says different. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm going to get a better picture of this. So I went up to the walkway above and looked down, and there was some people walking by. I got one of a skateboarder. It didn't work out that well. And then this guy walks over it and turns around and to study it and see what it says. And I got him doing it. It's really cool because you see, you think of somebody artistic wrote this on the, or that, I don't know, wanted to share a thought with the world. And here's a guy in a suit walking by taking a look at the picture. I don't know. I thought it really spoke to me. I liked that picture. And it's those kind of things I love to capture, aside from all the minutiae of life. I think this is really cool. But why is it cool? I don't know. I just think it talks to me. But I had somebody else mention to me about some of my photography as they were trying to examine it, was how I liked to do small photography, like get into something, like macro shots. Get into a little tiny space and crawl in. And I don't know why I do that, but I do. I could take macro photography all day long. I love it. You get into little tiny spaces that you probably couldn't before. I could take pictures all in the garage of all the crap in there. And it would all be really cool because in macro, you can get really tied in on scratches, paint, shadows, whatever, you name it. But what does this all mean to me? I don't know. I work on my eye. And maybe it's just being able to show my point of view to the world. You know, you can see something and describe it to somebody else that's not quite the same. But if I use my eye and take a picture and share that with the world, I'm sharing what exactly I saw. That can be a powerful thing. And we've seen it a million times how powerful it can be. Taking pictures of the homeless, taking pictures of, you know, bad situations around the world. I could think of 1,000 photos that were made an impact on events in the world. Hey, I'll tell you something else. Thomas Hawk, who is another photographer I always take a little bit of inspiration from, he did this dollar portrait project where somebody would, he lives in San Francisco, and I know there's a lot of homeless people there. And they would come up and ask him, say, hey, can I have a dollar or so? So he would always carry a few bucks. He said, look, I'll give you a dollar if you let me take your picture. And he did. I don't know if he continues to do that today, but he took some fantastic photos of people. And if that wasn't an inspiration, I don't know what it was. And I'll see if I can find a link and throw that in the show notes so you can go and take a look at it yourself. Very cool stuff. So, I don't know. Bottom line, for how this affects my optimism, I'm not really sure. But photography does speak to me in a creative way that allows me to share what I see or what I think is important or what grabs my attention. So take that for what it's worth. And here's your inspirational quote. The world is a much smaller place through my lens. Okay, I actually said that. Thank you. Bye.